and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, we left off in verse 18 last time, speaking here about the commission given by our Lord Jesus to his New Testament churches, manifested in this day as the Baptist churches. Of course, not every Baptist church is one of the Lord's churches. They're known by the doctrine, holding to the doctrine given by our Lord Jesus Christ in the day of his ministry and the scriptures. Yet, he has given a commission unto his church, not unto all in Jerusalem, not unto all that are saved, although those that are saved do have an obligation to tell what has made a difference in them in the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel. But the commission to preach the gospel and to baptize believers and to teach to observe all things and the creating and forming of other churches going on, as was done when there was a great persecution upon that first church in Jerusalem, and she was scattered and sent out, and other churches in Judea and Samaria and Galilee and beyond, churches were established all the way until time came where our forefathers came from Europe over to this land, and churches continue to be established all the way into this day. Our Lord has given a commission, a directive of what to do. In verse number 15, he says, go preach the gospel to every creature. He makes it clear that believers are saved, and the obedient, the design and plan of our Lord is that believers be baptized by one of his churches. He makes it clear that if you do not believe, you will be damned. And indeed, that is the case. If you're under the hearing of my voice, and the Lord has shown you that you're a wicked sinner before God, condemned, then without hope and help in any way, we point you to Jesus. We declare unto you, repent of your sins, not to me, not to Olmsted Baptist Church, but unto God. Repent before God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 17 and 18, he tells about things that the Lord is going to do to empower his church in this transition time. The Jews, the nation of Israel, need to be convinced. Gentiles need to be convinced. Even apostles and those within the church need to be convinced of the power and the working of God. And so he's going to give some things. He's going to give some miraculous things that are going to take place until the Word of God is given, until the New Testament is brought forth, which we have today. Now understand, these things will not continue on forever. Our Lord can bless in any way that he chooses. But we now have the full revelation of God that has been given by the Lord that we need, the New Testament, the Old Testament, and the New Testament, the Bible, 66 books in one book. And so it's not necessary and it's not needful that these signs remain. Now, there are those that are persuaded that and believe that these type of things remain. And we've heard of snake handlers, and we've heard of those that speak in tongues or so-called and gibberish that no one can understand. Well, understand, these things were given in that early church for the sake of being a witness. Paul makes it very clear in 1 Corinthians 14 that these signs, these wonders, are given to convince unbelievers and to shore up that which the Lord has done for that time. But now that we have the Word of God, and Peter writes, those things pass away. Those things have passed away, and we have the good, inspired, breathed Word of God brought to us down in English that we have to look into and to look to. Listen to what he says, for this time, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. And indeed they did. The apostles did. Others that were near unto the apostles did so. But beyond that, we have no witness or testimony of any more being done. There's no expectation that you would call me and that I could perform an exorcism. It's the Lord that would cast demons out of folks. But in this day, it was necessary, and the Lord gave it, and they did so until the Word of God was at hand, the New Testament. that was to be written. In my name they shall cast out devils, and indeed they did. We saw this power with the apostles, namely, and they shall speak with new tongues, not tongues unknown to anyone, but they would speak in tongues as they did on the day of Pentecost that would be understood by others. Why? 1 Corinthians 14, for the sake of edification, for the sake of reaching those unsaved, to be a sign and a witness. Now we don't need this miraculous work, this spirit work of the tongues, where one man would speak in Hebrew and be understood in the native tongue of a Syrian, or the native tongue of an Egyptian, or the native tongue of a Greek, or the native tongue of a Roman, or the native tongue of a Chaldean. Okay? We don't need that now. We have the ability to interpret and have interpreters and such. Certainly the Lord can bless with the gift of fast learning of a language. But this immediate miraculous thing of me preaching and being understood by the Chinese, it's past. Because the Word of God is at hand, and the Word of God is been translated into Chinese, and they can read the good word of God for themselves. And then we send Chinese missionaries, for example, that have learned the language and go forth and preach. But in this day, they would preach, and many would hear them in their own native tongue. He says, they shall take up serpents. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. We see this by the Apostle Paul. After he was, when he was shipwrecked on the way to Rome, and they landed a shipwreck on a barbarous island. And what was it? As Paul was gathering up wood, a snake bit him, and the barbarians that were there, they were superstitious. They thought, he's done something wicked, and the gods will not suffer him to live. And then Paul had no harm. He shook the snake off into the fire. Nothing happened to him. This is that. The Lord would protect. The Lord protected his man. He gives us that example in the scripture. No, there were others. Would there be those that would look to poison the apostles and the saints of God? Indeed. They would be at work to poison them. And as they went into the Gentiles, as the Jews and the Judaizers fought against the Word of God and this doctrine of the Jesus of Nazareth, they would look to poison the saints. And you know what the Lord said? For a time I will make it to where they will not be poisoned. They will try. They will, if they take up and drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I will protect them. And they shall lay hands on the sick. We've seen that with the apostles, given early on in the ministry of our Lord Jesus, power to heal, to cast out demons, even to raise from the dead. We see that they had the power to do so. The Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, or the Apostle Peter in the book of Acts, raising up the sister there in Joppa from the dead. A testimony that this is the power of God at work here. God is no longer found over in the nation of Israel. He's no longer found over at the temple in the Holy of Holies. He's found in believers, and he's found in his church, the church of the Lord that has the keys of the kingdom that have been given unto them to tell the world about the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be the repository for his good word. You want to find out about God? Find one of his churches, and they'll tell you about the things of God that you need to know. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They won't try to heal, but they will heal the lame. They will heal the one stricken with palsy. They will heal the blind, as is indicated. They laid the people out in the street as the Apostle Peter would pass by, peradventure that his shadow would come upon them. And by faith and the power of God bestowed upon this man and others, not for their glory, but for the glory of God, for the glory of Jesus Christ, they were healed. And so we come to verse number 19 of Matthew 16. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And so we see here that the Lord Jesus has ascended. Mark's telling of this is very concise. It's very quick. We could understand that the Lord Jesus, after he had said these things, was immediately ascended. And I wonder about that. I wonder if there was more than one ascension. But it's just amusing that I have, supposing that I have, because of some of these scriptures that we'll take a look at. But nevertheless, Mark goes to the time the Lord Jesus spent 40 days with the disciples. We see that in Acts chapter 1, teaching them out of the scriptures the things that they needed to know to go forth and obey him and the commission that he had given, and expectation of the day of Pentecost and what our Lord would do there. We'll see about that also. But he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, signifying he had accomplished everything the Father had given him to do for the salvation and redemption and atonement for sinners, for his people. And you know what? The Lord ascended, and they got a case of the molly grubs. They got a case of the old sad sack, woe is me's, didn't they? No, they heard the Lord and they believed the Lord. And may each of the Lord's churches hear him and believe him and what he has given them to do. And they went forth and preached everywhere. They're preaching to every creature, aren't they? They're preaching to every person the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like this. I enjoy this. The Lord working with them. They had a responsibility, and our Lord has a covenant, a responsibility that he is, a dispensation that he has put upon himself, a stewardship that the Lord has given. He said, go and I'll bless. Go and I'll work. Go and preach the gospel and I'll move with my spirit, and sinners I will save. And the Lord, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following, because it was necessary. A great change, going away from Israel and the nation of Israel, going away from the temple and the holy of holies and the sacrifices. Remember when Jesus cried from the cross, it is finished. I thirst, and gave up his life, released his spirit from his body, his soul from his body. He gave up the ghost, as the scripture says. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. Judaism was done. And the Lord's church was at hand and had been built by our Lord. And the keys of the kingdom were transferred into her. You want to know about God? You want to know about salvation? You want to know about eternity? You want to know about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You want to know about help with sin and a relief from sin and guilt and condemnation before God? You want to have a home in heaven rather than a home in hell and the lake of fire for eternity? You go to our Lord's church and you find out from them the word of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word with signs following, necessary for that time. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.